This is Ozarks at Large. Across the street from where I'm sitting right now is a sign reading, "Building Now Open." That building, just outside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, is the Fayetteville Public Library. During the pandemic, the library has been delivering books curbside during a couple of long periods when the building was closed to the public. First, like so many other facilities and institutions, it was closed because of the virus. But recently, it was closed because of the final phases of a massive expansion. Recently, Pete Hartman, the host of KUAF's Community Spotlight, heard each weekday morning, talked with David Johnson, the executive director of the library, about the new services and more connected to the library.
On March 2, 2019, the Fayetteville community broke ground for an expansion to the Fayetteville Public Library. Almost 2 years later, it is open to the public today. Yesterday, I spoke with a very busy David Johnson over the phone. He's executive director at the library.
I'm so excited. We've been talking about this expansion, and we've been watching the building grow here on the site, and we're now finally able to open the doors and let the public in to see what their public library has changed into and how we've grown along with the community's needs.
In just 1 year from that March 2019 groundbreaking, though, the COVID-19 pandemic would begin affecting the pace of construction on the library's expansion. Originally expected to open around October of last year, David says to be able to open today is a testament to both those working construction and those in the community supporting the project.
We've experienced some delays around supply chain issues. We've had some of the different trades have issues with quarantining due to pandemic exposure. And so we have things slowed down, but, you know, what's amazing is, it's how you behave during times of adversity, show your true character. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, everyone associated with this project has turned out to be golden, from Crossland Construction to all the various trades to our community. Everybody understands and everybody is being patient, but today we really get to open the doors and show folks what we've been so proud of building, and now it's here.
David admits that opening up during a continuing pandemic isn't the greatest option, but with the much added space, it will be easier to maintain social distancing.
You know, we have counseled quite extensively with the City Board of Health. All of the physicians on that board have toured. We've taken notes, and we've come up with some very healthy guidelines for how we can open this building. You know, we've added 103,000 square feet. It's going to be spacious. It's going to give us opportunities to let people in to the collections. So we felt a certain need to say, hey, we need people back in the building, getting into those books and getting into the DVDs and taking things home. But we want to also let people see all the various components of what we've brought online, whether it's the event center or the innovation center or the teaching kitchen and the youth services spaces. All of those things, we've worked hard to make sure that people can be safe, we can be spread out, all of the surfaces will be clean, and, you know, we're just going to limit our attendance to 200 here initially. So even though we could have a few more, we think we're going to be safe with 200, and in time, as more people get vaccinated and as we begin to open up a little more, we'll increase that attendance number from 200 to 300 and so forth. But, you know, again, our priority is safety, but we're just, you know, we're too excited to sit on this fabulous expansion any much longer before we can let the public in and say, this is our Fayetteville Public Library. Look what we've done. We're just excited to be at this stage of opening up and letting people into their library and to enjoy the wonders of what our library has become.
David Johnson is executive director at the Fayetteville Public Library. The library is now open, limited capacity for quick access to collections, but curbside pickup will still be available. For more, you can call 479-856-7219 or online at faylib.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Pete Hartman.
And you can hear Pete Hartman and the Community Spotlight every weekday morning at 6:30 and 8:30 Inside Morning Edition on 91.3 KUAF.